T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No other radio team in Boston has logged in this many locker room hours. Loomer Loney.
I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Christian Fourier.
Fake me.
Glenn Ordway.
I don't know whether he wants it on the right ass cheek or on the left, but he wants it someplace.
So mask up.
I'm not here to play games.
Put your blindfold on.
Woo!
And your earplugs in.
Oh, hogs. Hogs are available.
It's time for...
the sausage smell.
Glenn. Stop.
OMF on WEEI.
Excuse me, Mr. Kraft. I have to take a pee.
Bring it back.
I got a problem right out of the gate, fellas. Real problem. I tuned in last night. It's a Monday Night Football thing they do on that ESPN, ESPN 1. And I'm watching the game. And who the hell was that guy wearing number 12 last night? Was that Jameis Winston? Did they make a trade?
Look at you taking shots.
What was that last night? That was ugly.
That was really ugly. You know, the first half of that game, you sort of sat there and said, you know, I remember thinking this is really a good football game. You know, two very good teams playing well, 17-14. Both quarterbacks, Jared Goff was outstanding in the first half. I thought Brady was good in the first half. I thought he was very good in the first half. And then the second half started. Like, I feel like we've been down this road before with Brady. Remember I always say, like, people get emotional from, like, quarter to quarter, half to half. They'll look at his game, it'll be great in the first half, suck in the second half, and he's done. And oh, vice versa. Bad in the first quarter, great in the second quarter. That second half was stuff I hadn't seen from Tom Brady in a long, like, I don't think, maybe ever. Or, you know, in a long, long time. He looked lost in the second half of that game. First half, he's okay.
It's been an ongoing problem, though. If you look at the four losses, he's looked very similar in the four losses. He has. The Chicago game, same thing. Remember, third down, fourth down, what down is it? No idea. And when we're talking about, you know, passes in the second half, he was 2-for-8 in the Chicago game, 2-for-7 in the New Orleans game, 3-for-8 in the other New Orleans game. What was he, 1-for-9 last night?
Well, So a lot's been made of the relationship and how was it going to work and could they coexist and would Brady – you know, be willing and adaptable to the new offensive system, and not only the system, but the philosophy behind the system. And I know, Glenn, you want to take a victory lap. I'll let you go halfway there because I don't think you were alone. But I feel like now we have some true stats to kind of back up your previous point for maybe the summer, where the philosophy, the system, I don't think there's a problem with the system. I think it's the overall philosophy. And I think older quarterbacks and younger quarterbacks have an issue with it, which brings me to Keyshawn Johnson when he was on with the Midday guys. And he mentioned this stat about quarterbacks that have been around Bruce Arians, either when he's been an offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, or head coach. Listen to this.
I go back to Bruce Arians' system and what happens to quarterbacks in their first year. Under his tutelage, for the first time, they throw record-breaking interceptions for their careers. I mean, just look at the list when I get off the phone with you, whether it's Carson Palmer, whether it's Andrew Luck, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, anybody that's been around him in their first year, whether he's the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator or the head coach, Jameis Winston threw 30 picks in his first year with him. You look at that list, and you could certainly see why I'm saying what I'm saying.
See, I heard that, and I was like, it was almost like an aha moment for me, because I would say, okay, so I know that the systems are the systems, whatever, but it's the philosophy behind that system. What does he really want me to do? how do I please Bruce Arians if I'm going to go there? And so I said, okay, it's quarterbacks. It's almost like nothing that he says makes sense. So it's almost counterproductive the first year. So he mentioned all these quarterbacks, right? He mentioned Jameis Winston. We all know 30 interceptions. Jameis Winston didn't care. He just kept chucking the ball down the field. It didn't matter. He mentioned Andrew Luck. Well, in his first year as a rookie, he threw 18 interceptions. That was a career high. Sure, he was a rookie, but it was a career high of 18 interceptions. Okay, how about Carson Palmer? Because Bruce Arians was the interim coach in Indianapolis. Then he went to Arizona, and he had Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer threw a career record 22 interceptions the first year Bruce Arians was the head coach. That, to me, is staggering. That is the biggest indication that it is not Tom Brady. Well, I guess it's partially Tom Brady.
No, it is.
But ultimately, the wires are being crossed. On one hand, Brady is very disciplined and has a set way of doing things that has worked for him for 20 years. Suddenly, he has this mad scientist that says, no, flip it. It's in reverse. Think about it a different way. So he fights himself. Does anyone think that Brady knows every single coverage known to man?
Yes.
Every single, you
knows
know,
all the answers
change.
To the test.
Like every coverage you can throw at him, he's seen it.
Listen,
so suddenly, his issue
marriage.
Is he can't read coverages? That is absurd.
Well,
it's
we'll
like
get
you,
to that.
Lou, forgetting how to run the bases. Well, should
them?
I go left or right? I don't know. Should I go to third or first? That is insane.
I think you're putting too much on Arians and not putting enough
on
Tom Brady.
It's the teacher.
Listen, it's funny because you know, these people like they're talking about Brady. I mean, he's 43. He's not the same guy. He's not as good, you know, as he once was. You know, he's in a new system. But you look at him now. We saw this the last few years in New England. When you put pressure on him, it affects him. You know, he's talking about quarterbacks don't like getting hit. Well, before he'd be able to maneuver in that pocket and maybe buy himself some more time. Now he's getting hit. You look at the poor games he's had. They're killing him. New Orleans, they're killing him. Chicago, they're killing him. So this game here, he needs it. He needs to be protected. I mean, he can still play quarterback at this level. There's no question about it. He's still a good quarterback. He's just not the Brady of old. He's 43 years old, and he starts to get hit, and he doesn't like it, and he panics, and he's inaccurate when that happens. That's what you saw in the second half to me.
So all of that is true, what you just said, Lou. Here's the problem I have with it, and I thought this right from the get-go, that this was going to be a terrible marriage because Bruce Arians is stubborn. All right. So Bill Belichick brings in Cam Newton this year. Is he running the same offense that he ran with Tom Brady? No. He looks at the skill set of Cam Newton and says, this is what he can do. He can't do this. And we're only going to give him what he can do. What Bruce Arians has done is he sat here and he's stubborn with his own system. He likes big chunk plays. He likes the deep pass. And what does he do? He throws Tom Brady 5-step, 7-step drop. Okay? Tom Brady is 0 for his last 19 on passes of 15 yards or more. That's not what Tom Brady does well. He's got great receivers. He's got tight ends. He's got the personnel to do what he did in New England and do it at a high level. But Bruce Arians is stubborn, and he's going to go with his philosophy, and it's failing miserably.
Yeah, again, I sucked pretty bad today, but our defense saved us.
I honestly think you guys are putting too much on Arians. I really do.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
I mean,
you can't ask Tom Brady to play the way he's playing. And what you're saying age is a factor, no question. And he's uncomfortable in the pocket. So why is he so uncomfortable in the pocket? Outside the pocket, I get. In the pocket.
So when he calls a play, is it throw it deep? There's no other option?
The plays take too long to develop.
No, I'm just saying, when he calls a play in the huddle, there's probably a deep option on every play with these guys. Does he have to throw it? I mean, is that like the only option you have? You know, is it we're going to call this play? I have to throw it deep to Mike
is
Evans.
That you call
like
it
I don't have anything underneath. I don't have Godwin or Antonio Brown or Gronk or Brate or anybody in the flat. Like I have to throw it deep. Like that's what my point is that it's not like Bruce Arians is saying you have to throw the ball deep 19 times in the last 4 games. Brady's choosing to do it. That last play, he chose to throw in triple coverage to Cam Brate. And I'm not saying, to me, him throwing the deep ball isn't an arm strength problem because it's the accuracy. Like Cam Newton, that's an arm strength problem. But with Brady, it's the accuracy. But he's the one that's choosing to make those throws. It's not the only option. It's there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that Bruce Arians wants the short passing game. And we saw this last year with a much a lesser quarterback, obviously, who threw 30 picks. And his excuse after he was out of there was, they wouldn't let me throw a lot of the short stuff. They didn't want that. So you talk about him feeling uncomfortable in the pocket, and there's no question he feels uncomfortable in the pocket. And that's because it takes time for the play to develop. And Tom is not accustomed to doing that. Here's the other one, guys. Protections are breaking down on that offensive line. They're rearranging the offensive line, moving the center out, moving a guard over. They were not strong in the tackles to begin with. Tom doesn't have that type of protection to run a deep passing game.
That's not it.
And Bruce Arians wants to run it.
That's not it. How about Tim Couch, 2001, when he was the Browns offensive coordinator? Tim Couch, not a rookie, threw a career-high interceptions of 21. Peyton Manning, 28. 28 interceptions. Guys.
So you tell me, why is
this
that happening?
This is a Bruce Arians problem.
Oh, I agree with that.
So
totally
most coaches will adapt to the player. He's not doing it, and I'm telling you, Brady knows better. He knows better, so he fights it.
Why does he keep throwing it deep?
He fights it, because in the end, you want to run the system with the philosophy that the coach is giving you, but he doesn't trust it, so he holds on to it. He second-guesses himself. He constantly looks back at his wristband to look at the play. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Well, he's the coach. I can't just bird dog it and do whatever the hell I want to do. I mean, I would say, once I heard Keyshawn Johnson say that, we just started looking at the numbers, and it's obvious.
Yeah, no,
this is a teacher problem.
I agree.
This is not a player
problem.
And I think
it has a lot to do with like a Bruce Arians offense, right? I'm sure the route tree of a Bruce Arians offense looks a lot different than what Tom Brady's used to and Josh McDaniels. Just the route tree itself. You know, if Brady maybe, you know, everything was in 15, 20 yards, all the wide receivers. Arians got two guys going deep, right? You got to hit one of them. But in the end, he's still the quarterback with the ball in his hands. You know, and he's still making the decisions to throw the ball deep. You know, I know he's got some guys he wants to take shots at, but he's not. At some point, I think that he's got to make an adjustment as well.
Yeah, I think that's the philosophy. I really believe that's Bruce Arians' philosophy. We've seen this from day one this year, and I don't buy this, that it's going to take a long time for him to develop some type of chemistry with Evans and Godwin. Well, he's got Gronk out there. The chemistry already exists. Come on. It really is the philosophy, and I agree with Christian. I think what's happening now is Brady is questioning it, and when you start questioning it, you have a real, real problem, and he does look at that wristband all the time, including last night in a short situation where you thought he was going to come out run the quarterback sneak. Stay out shotgun, looking at the wristband.
You got to have answers to those questions.
What are they doing? All right, Bruce Arians spoke last night. He spoke again today, and I wonder how Giselle is feeling about these comments, the latest comments by Bruce Arians. We'll get into a lot of that. We'll get into the Patriots as well. All part of OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ordway, Marloni, Fourier, back to OMF on EEI.
Bruce, it seems like over the last few weeks that Tom's accuracy has been off from what we saw maybe in the first half of the season. Are you seeing anything changing there with him?
Other than the deep ball, I think he's getting confused a few times with coverage. That might be causing some inaccurate balls, but I don't see it at all in practice. We're not missing the deep ball in practice, that's for sure. So it's just a matter on Sundays hitting them.
Are you kidding me? He's confused with coverage. I can understand that he's 43. Maybe his body is not the same as it was 6-8 years ago. You could say maybe can't throw it as deep because the shoulder's bothering him a little bit because of his age. The one thing that has been affected by all of this is the cranium up there in between his ears. Are you kidding me? Bruce Arians is coming out and saying that Tom Brady is confused with coverage.
You got to have answers to those questions.
He is. He is. Well, he's right. Technically, he is correct.
Technically, he's
confused.
He's right.
Yes.
But do you really believe that Tom Brady doesn't understand coverage? No, he's having trouble with Bruce Arians' system.
And I would say his philosophy, though. I would say everybody's system is, they're just a bunch of plays, Glenn. They all run the same plays. It's the philosophy behind it. Because I would say the same thing exists for the Patriots' system. It's forget about the system. It's the philosophy behind the system. And who runs the system? Well, it's Cam Newton. And then it's Josh McDaniels. But ultimately, what does Cam want you to do? What is Cam good at? How is Cam going to throw this deep ball? How is he going to throw this short ball? How is he going to throw the crossing routes? It's a philosophy. Can I add another name to the list? I would like to add Todd Jordan, Mississippi State quarterback in 1993, who also, under the first-year tutelage of Bruce Arians, threw a career-high interceptions of 9.
Okay.
And listen, I'm not trying.
Okay, so way back.
But it's every – hold on, Glenn. The only outlier is Ben Roethlisberger, who had a terrible year before Bruce Arians, where he threw 23 interceptions in 2006 – but came back in 2011 and only threw 11.
Well, he's a slinger, too. I mean, that's what he does.
He fits that philosophy. They think together. They're buddies. They drink and curse and pat each other on the back.
Right. For me, and it's funny because I think we – didn't we talk to Rick Stroud like a while ago?
Asking him
about Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
And the honesty and just how he just comes out and just, talks how disappointing it is about, efforts of, say, Tom Brady and – how he gets confused in coverage, a guy that had answers to all the tests before, after games, is still amazing to me. And I think it was Rick Stroud that's like, he's always been like this. Yeah, this is one of the concerns. I don't remember one person mentioning this about Bruce Arians when Tom Brady was about to sign in Tampa. Not one person came out and said, I wonder how this is going to work. Because Bruce, if he's looking for someone to coddle him, Bruce will call him out in the media. I didn't hear one person say this about him.
Yeah, I don't remember
at all.
That.
And now it's comical. How often Arians is out there just like, he's confused and he doesn't miss those in practice. I know this isn't the Tom Brady we saw in practice. I don't know what he's doing out there.
But I do remember Rick Stroud, and maybe it was our conversation, maybe it was a different conversation he had because he shows up on Tommy Curran's show from time to time, when he was talking about the philosophy and which system they would go with, Bruce Arians, or would they adapt it and go with Tom Brady? And Stroud said, oh, no, Arians is dead set on going with his system. So Tom Brady was going to have to conform now to Bruce Arians' system. That's a mistake. Tom is limited, as great as he is, the greatest of all time. He's limited in some of the things that he can do. He can't go outside the pocket. He can't run for that big third down when you need it with short yardage. There's his limits to his game. And I think Christian's right. He's fighting back right now. It's almost like, screw you. I'm not doing this. I can't do this. Why are you making me do it?
I know, but he does it anyways.
Tom Brady is the system.
But he does it anyways. That's the thing. So it's almost like, you know this is going to hurt you. You know that your judgment tells you this is probably a bad idea. Probably felt yourself, you're probably in a lot of those situations back when you were a kid in Lynn. It's like one angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. So he's sitting there and he goes, I know this isn't efficient. I knew this play is not structured for success.
Well,
there's holes in it.
There.
There's holes in it. But, okay, this is the play he's called, and these are what my options are based on the play and the philosophy that he's calling. So this is what he wants me to do. I'm a pleaser. Is Brady a pleaser? He is a pleaser. I mean, he wants to make people happy. He's a giver.
He's getting extremely frustrated now, and you wonder where the hell this thing is going. So this is Arians talking about calling the plays, questioning the play calling versus Brady throwing downfield.
Oh no, I thought he called a good ball game. We got to execute better. When guys are open, we got to hit them, and we can't misread coverage. We got to protect a little bit better when we do have guys deep, and let him hit that guy. Instead of have that pressure that cost us an interception, just as a collective, everybody's got to play better.
He was talking about Leftwich calling a good game. But I really believe it does. When you talk about philosophy, Bruce Arians has said it many times. He likes big plays. He thinks you win games with big, gigantic plays. Tom Brady, on the whole, moves the ball, didn't conduct, moves the ball slowly down the field, controls the clock, controls the offense, and then maybe throws a big play.
Well, I still think
this is a bunch of big plays.
I think it's a work in progress. I think you guys are throwing too much on Arians. Because I'm looking at, like, Rick Stroud, again, part of that presser this morning. He said Arians says that Brady doesn't lack confidence. He doesn't have a confidence problem. Maybe lack of trust because of the lack of continuity. He said he's calling some of his own plays or picking them from the sidelines between series. So that's Tom Brady's calling some of his own plays or picking them. So he's calling some of these plays. You guys making it sound like this guy's the quarterback and he's over under center and he's like, oh my God, Bruce is going to make me throw it deep again. That's not me. No, he's calling some of his own plays. He's choosing to throw the ball deep. You know, and it's just the way it is. And last night, you see some things from him. That batted ball back to him, where he caught it, like, at the end of the football. Didn't even catch it in the seams, you know.
Yeah, he knows the rule.
And just chucked it. Like, there's a sense of desperation, like him losing the fourth down stuff. I'm just saying, like, there's a panic in him when things aren't going well right now. Or the pass rush is in his face. He doesn't even look like Tom Brady. And it's part of it. I mean, it's going to happen. The guy is getting old. He's not going to play forever. And I think you're seeing it. When things are going well and they protect him, he can still throw dimes.
Yeah, I mean,
the accuracy is still there. The arm strength is still there. But you get pressure in his face, and that game's over. He can't work.
But that's with any quarterback.
No, so I wasn't pressure like that before with him.
Okay, so then
much
what
more
is it?
Panic in
so
his
suddenly,
game now.
So okay,
he's
so
old.
The short passing routes. Oh,
here,
I'm not even buying
he's
that.
He's old.
So wait, 3 weeks ago he was the MVP candidate, and suddenly there's
things
a cliff.
Going, yeah, in a game,
there's
things
a 3 week
well.
Cliff.
You're protecting him. Things are going well, no problem. But you know, I mean, now are we at the point where he's got the best damn weapons in football, and he's got to be protected to be perfect? At that point, yeah,
I don't think
he
does,
be, and he still can't.
I don't think it has anything to do with protection.
But if the protection's off, he panics. I'm telling you, he panics right now. He is throwing the ball early. He's throwing the ball low. He looks like a different guy.
He looks like Cam
because
Newton.
When he was here, he was doing everything by rote.
Take it back.
He was doing everything by rote. It was all built in. He was accustomed to it. And so there's far too much thinking going on. I don't think age has anything to do with it. To me, the age would be physically breaking down. That's not happening to him right now. Okay, and I'm amazed that it's not happening. He's 43. We've said it a zillion
physically,
times.
I don't think he is breaking down.
I don't think he's breaking down physically, but you can't tell me that suddenly mentally at 43,
mentally?
He doesn't figure it out.
Mentally, he might be a little bit.
I don't buy that.
He's rushing and he's
it.
Panicking.
I just think
when things aren't perfect for him, he is panicking.
You can't do it by rote because it's all new and different for him. And not only is it foreign right now to him, he's having trouble doing what Bruce Arians wants him to do. I'm not taking all of the blame off of him. He's being stubborn about this and fighting it. It's a bad marriage. I always thought this was going to be a terrible marriage. And now you're going to ask him to come back next year at 44, and you think it's suddenly going to get better?
Everybody gets better the second year, though,
based on
the stats.
But that's where the age suddenly becomes a problem for him.
I'm going to start diving into the Temple quarterback from in 1983.
All right, I'll be back with that number.
let's get into this whole
blame game because everybody's into the blame game, whether it's down there or whether it's back here with the New England Patriots. We'll get into all of that coming up next right here. And your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
I just want to know, why is it an awful matchup for the GOAT? If you the GOAT, ain't no awful matchups.
Well, the GOAT's in a whole new ballpark, right? He's got all new teammates and all new coaches.
You can take a GOAT from the South and bring him to California. Mm. He's going to stand on a bus.
Yeah.
He'll go eat grass. He's still a GOAT, right, E.D.? Guess what? They took E.D. out of L.A. and put him in Indy. And guess what he did? Mm. Win the Russian title, because that's what he does.
Preach, Sammy.
You keep it up. Oh, he the GOAT. He the GOAT. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear no excuses.
That's Shannon Sharpe. Do you remember him earlier this year basically said that, Tom Brady has proven that he's the man. It's not Belichick. Belichick had nothing to do with that. It's all about Tom Brady. He's the guy. So if I'm Tom Brady today,
What are you doing if you're Tom Brady today? How do you feel?
I miss Bill Belichick. And if I'm Bill Belichick today, I miss Tom Brady.
Both of them are looking at each other from the room, from the other side of the room, you know, with their significant new other, and just wishing that they could somehow swallow their pride and meet in the middle of the room and just slow dance with a spotlight right on them.
The problem I have is that if you're trying to defend and say that Tom Brady's the same quarterback he's been his whole career, I think you're just reaching, because he's not. He's not. That's the reality of it. Because he is older. He is 43. You know, and Shannon Sharp talking about Eric Dickerson, he was 28 years old when he went to Indianapolis.
I don't want to hear that.
And won the rushing title at 28 years old.
That's Shannon Sharp.
So tell me who the great quarterback is, and tell me, like, maybe the second, the greatest wide receiver of all time. Was Jerry Rice, like, in his final year, or his second to final year, like, the greatest wide receiver in the game at the time? Probably
not. I would say what he ended in his career in, I want to say, Seattle.
So it doesn't, that's what I'm saying. So I guess they're trying to prove that Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback in the league right now.
Okay,
like,
not
as, no, but he's not.
4 weeks ago, they were saying he was.
I know,
they
but what's so his now, name? Orlovsky.
No, it was more than that.
He's turned on him.
Orlovsky was way over the top two or three weeks ago when he said not only is he the greatest quarterback of all time, but he's the greatest quarterback in the league right now.
Nope.
We all sat there and said, oh, Jesus. I mean, listen, he had a great game. We know that. And he's still a good quarterback in this league. He's not the greatest quarterback in the game right now. And he hasn't been for a couple of years. So he's getting older, transition year, new offense, new weapons. They're unbelievable. And he's doing okay. His team is 7-4, right? They're not 4-7. They're not 4-6 like your crappy-ass team.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
So I would say, like, it's just, okay, they're still a dangerous team.
Okay, but the expectation based on the talent that's on that team is greater than 7-4, Lou. They're two games behind New Orleans, and New Orleans is playing right now with a backup quarterback.
What did you think they were going to be, Glenn?
The
10-6?
I didn't think they were going to be great. I told you that I thought this was going to be a bad marriage. I said that during the summer. I didn't like this.
10-6, you said? I think I said 11-5.
But somebody
could still end up 12-4.
Said MVP, 12-4.
Man of the year.
Comeback player of the year. And the Betty Crocker chef of the year,
yep,
I think.
All those are still on the table.
Yeah, still on the table.
And the cheermeister. Cheermeister for Christmas.
With all of that talent, and you acquire a guy like that, and you're trying now to put this all together, I really believe that big part of the problem, not all of it, is Bruce Arians, his philosophy, and he's going to do it his way. Tom Brady is not that quarterback. You can't extend plays for Tom Brady. He doesn't have the mobility to get outside that pocket. The protection.
None of his quarterbacks, other than Ben Roethlisberger, were out of the pocket guys. Like Andrew Luck was not.
Well, he was.
I mean, he could run. Peyton Manning was not. Carson Palmer was not. Tim Couch was not. These aren't your new wave quarterback where you run them like crazy. This is not the mentality that any of these. Maybe Todd Jordan back in 1993. I heard he could run. I'm not really sure.
I can't remember.
They had a terrible record.
But do we have video? Can we look at?
I am looking
film?
For it as we speak. But here's the thing that cracks me up is, you guys know the one thing I hate more than anything are, well, first of all, like, I hate, you know, all 22 analysis.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Thank
I despise
you,
it. No.
From some people.
I just hate it in general because it's like, look how smart I am. But what I hate more.
Step inside Fourier's film room.
Like, what I hate more than all 22 analysis is like writer analysis. Like guys like Eric Wilbur.
Oh, yeah.
Let me read you that, because I didn't think we were doing hit pieces anymore, but I guess it's kind of come to that. It's so bad that there's blood in the water and everybody's taking a shot. Everybody wants to take a shot at the champ, knowing that he's got one arm tied behind his back and he's fighting blind. So the headline is this: the worst Patriots nightmare fuel is Josh McDaniels taking over someday. First of all, it's way too long.
It's on Boston.com.
Yeah. It's way too long.
Yeah.
And then it says, we see what McDaniels can do without Tom Brady, and it isn't even pretty. First of all, like, just that alone, I disagree. Just the headline alone, I think he's out of his mind.
Well, when you read it, he wrote it.
It's a hit piece.
Before watching last night's Tom Brady game, it is a hit piece.
It is like, so let me just start with.
Yeah, but it's so inaccurate.
Let's start with the most inaccurate part of it. This is how stupid this guy is, okay? Okay, maybe it's J.J. Watt. Oh, maybe it's Cam Newton, Hail Mary pass, whatever. And he talks about dissecting certain areas of the game, the Texans blitz and all this other stupid stuff. And then he says it was probably this one. With the Patriots down by 7 on the Houston 30-yard line and facing 2nd and 10 with a minute 28 remaining, the team decided to, run James White to the left. White gained 6 yards. I thought that was pretty good. 6 yards is pretty good. Now you're what, 3rd and, let me see, carry the 1, 4. Very manageable situation. You can do anything you want and be successful. Never mind the fact that tackle Isaiah Wynn was lost to injury on the play. That's like tossing a rock in the air and waiting to see if it lands. The play didn't take into account in any way stopping the clock. There was no assumption of an incomplete pass or a short route out of bounds. There was no fearing that the Patriots could have picked up a few more yards and then have called a timeout. None of that. Just a run left. All right. Should we start with that, Lou? Let's start with that particular line.
It's so stupid. It really is. A minute 28 left. You have 3 timeouts. It's 2nd and 10. You are in 4 down territory.
Yes. Right.
So you run James White to gain 6 to go to 3rd and 4 to create a manageable 3rd down, knowing that you're going forward on 4th down as well. Mm. I don't think you want a 3rd and 10. You know, yeah, you could have taken a shot, but they were giving you the run. You ran James White for 6. What's the problem, Eric?
I do not know
what's the problem.
Is.
It's now 3rd and 4. You got to burn a timeout with a minute 28 to go. Like, you're at the 30. Like, you're going in. This is your final drive. Did you want them to save the timeouts? Why? Because you think you can get the ball back? Like, you could have had an extra timeout for those last 10 seconds? No, it was the one drive. We're going to try to score. And on 2nd and 10, we'd like to get it manageable on 3rd, and we're going to go for it on 4th.
Why is what he did there so egregious?
That was the play that he said lost the game for the Patriots.
Why is that? What is the problem with that play call? Are you assuming, is the risk, that was so stupid. What if you don't get it? It's still 4 down territory. You still have plenty of opportunities to make up with it. And I would say that the element of surprise was on your side based on the way they were playing it. And I don't care if Isaiah Wynn was in there. James White does this all day long. But it's insult after insult after insult after insult.
But the first line is like, at what point would you say the Patriots officially blew the game against the Texans? And he says the 2nd and 10 call for James White for 6 yards.
Yeah, the whole thing is...
What the Christ are we talking about?
Can I read a paragraph out of this
Jesus.
That, again, makes zero sense to me?
And it's all about McDaniel's play calling.
Yes, and what he's doing is he's trying to find blame on the season. People are pissed. They're not accustomed to dealing with this over the last 20 years, so they're pointing fingers. He's pointing it at the wrong guy. So this sentence really, this paragraph really gets me. The guy has looked lost for the most part with his new toy in Newton after years of pulling the strings on an offense that Brady led to such success. Yet after watching Brady in Tampa Bay this season, albeit with a host of weapons that are like Bambi versus Godzilla compared to the Patriots, one has to wonder just how qualified McDaniels is for his position. Now, let me put that into context here. First of all,
can we count how many clicks he got?
Cam Newton could do very little right now. They have taken him from a guy that was coughing up the ball 2 or 3 times a game to the last 3 weeks, keeping it risk-free and not turning the ball over so that at least you have a chance to win these freaking games. He is very limited in what Cam Newton could do. What Josh McDaniels is doing with him is a miracle worker. Now let's look at the flip side. Are you paying attention to what's going on in Tampa Bay? What are we talking about? We sat here for the first half hour of the program, basically tearing apart all of the great talent they have in Tampa Bay, and they're getting nothing out of it. Nothing.
No, and I think actually what McDaniels is getting out of Cam Newton and this like weaponless offense isn't the problem.
No.
You just said it yesterday.
No.
Cam Newton isn't the problem. You know, this offense the last 3 weeks, given what they roll out there, I mean, they don't have a tight end. They got a bunch of 3s and 4s out there, a wide receiver.
At best.
I mean, they have a good running back and a good offensive line. But still, it's like they don't have much. A quarterback can't throw it deep. He's not the most accurate guy in the world. And they're still, offensively, it's not the problem right now. And I don't even understand. So he's bringing up, like, numbers and where they're ranked and yards and points. And he says they're unusual numbers for a team
that's normally
near the top in those categories
for
2 decades.
Fake analytics.
Yeah, Eric. Brady was here, and they were very good.
and he was younger, and they scored a bunch of points. He's not here. You got a quarterback that nobody wanted, who's just okay, and he's got nobody to throw the football to. I would say McDaniels is working overtime to squeeze every ounce
of
what he's got in this offense.
I don't know if he is going to be a good head coach. He certainly wasn't in Denver, and so I have no idea, and I'm not going to sit here and recommend that he should be the next head coach. But if you're going to tear apart Josh McDaniels based on what he did this year, you're not paying attention.
No.
And you're certainly not paying attention to what's going on with Brady struggling down there. Listen, with a coaching staff that's putting him in a bad position.
I think you're missing it. And we did this when Brady was here and his team was rolling. You know, when we question calls, the ones that don't work.
Yeah.
If they worked, we'd be praising them. You know, like, oh, what a stupid idea to do that double pass. But it worked. What a smart play by
Every
Josh.
Every trick play has worked.
You know what I mean? Everything. It's, you know, even like some of them, like third and 12s that I've hated, or third and 10s, maybe a handoff to a running back. You're like, what the Christ? You know, and they're just playing field position. But we've seen in the past, like a third and 10 out of nowhere, James White runs it for 12. And we're like, wow. Kind of caught him off guard. Smart play call. If it works, it's genius.
So I would
and
say
this team, not much. All right, they're 4-6, so there's a lot to pick apart. But it sure as hell isn't Josh McDaniels' fault.
And just to add to it,
we talk about the trick plays, Christian. He's had to come up with like two trick plays for.
And how many haven't worked?
They all work.
No, seriously, how many of those trick plays haven't worked?
No, they've worked.
Like the double, they all work.
And think
every
about
single one of them.
Think about for 20 years. When did we see those trick plays? In desperation in the playoffs.
Yeah, they worked then.
That was
too.
The only time.
And
they worked
just
in the playoffs.
Just don't throw
they
it to Brady.
They need them now.
The only ones that didn't work is when
the
Brady
Philly
had to
special
catch it.
Doesn't work.
The New England special.
The New England special doesn't work. And I would say that just adding to it, where would you be without him? So what he was given was a bunch of just crap. Make it work. But hey, Bill, make it work. Well, it doesn't work. I don't know. Figure out a way. We don't have the budget for it. You got to figure it out. So he does. And I would say he probably assumed that when he ordered this Cam Newton special, that he was going to get like a really badass, you know, older, but, you know, refurbished, you know, nice oiled, you know, high performance machine. He realized that he was dealing with a car with four bald tires. The engine didn't go as fast as it used to go. It could move. It could drive. It'll get you to point A to point B. But it was not the engine that you thought it was. So you're left to deal. Okay, well, we got to be real careful and clever about how we do this. Do we have a tight end? No, we don't have a tight end. Who's our best receiver? An undrafted free agent rookie who is really slow. But he can get open. How about the next best? Well, we lost all our backs. I don't see how anyone could sit here and point the blame at Josh McDaniels.
No.
I won't have been pointing at Cam Newton.
No.
I won't have been pointing at Ryan Izzo because he is doing it. I would point it at Bill Belichick with
right.
ultimately this
personnel.
Roster. It's, the issue is the personnel. Compare this personnel to the team you just played.
Oh, don't blame it on me, Chris.
Oh, no. It's whoever's picking the players. Whoever's picking the players is ultimately responsible. Should it be Nick Caserio?
Well,
who should it be?
No, it should be Bill with
guess,
the personnel.
It's
and,
a personnel
you know,
issue.
He claims it's by design because we sold out, and maybe he's right, and we'll find out in the next year or two. But this whole thing with Josh McDaniels, I'd ask Eric Wilbur this question. What do you think Tom Brady would look like and Tampa Bay would look like if Josh McDaniels were the offensive coordinator running the offense right now down in Tampa Bay with those weapons and with Tom Brady? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it would look different.
Woo.
It would look a lot better. It would look more like what we're used to with these weapons and Brady and McDaniels down in Tampa. It would look a lot better. But you're absolutely right, Christian. This is why, you know, I've been harping on it now for some time. You don't question the coach, Bill Belichick. But the GM, oh, man, this is all on him. All everything. Like, if you're Josh McDaniels, you're sitting there saying, Jesus, Bill. You know, and I don't know, maybe in that room they blame Caserio. I have no clue. But look what I have. Look at the game plans I got to put forth to just try to put 20-something points on the board. Like, how are we going to move the ball up and down the field, you know, if we can't run the football? Like, what are we doing here? And, oh, by the way, you want more out of the punt return team? Okay, let's
oh.
– how about we sign someone that can return punts that's actually fast, you know,
yeah,
kick return, whatever. I mean, it's just – it's
listen.
All – everything on this team
right.
is personnel.
Right.
They have
that's
tons everything.
Of holes, but we all know they're also rebuilding. So – and it happens to every team in the league. So – you know, can you give him a mulligan for this year? You can if you're going to be realistic and look at the rest of the league and see that it happens to most teams every 4 or 5 years, and it hasn't happened to this team in 20 years. But, yes, it's his fault that you've got the personnel you've got. Now let's see what he can do with it with all of the money he's got, and he's got to find a quarterback. We're going to get into that because some people actually think Cam Newton can be your quarterback come next year. Where does the rebuilding begin? Has it begun? We'll get to all of that and your phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7999. 93.7 This Hour, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.